pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we see the many troubles around the world, and we see a lot of innocent people that are being killed because of a war. We just know that there's so much suffering, and we know that you see it and you care, but that's the world we live in, and we understand that, but we do know that you're in control of all things. We pray for those who suffer from the war. We pray for those who suffer from the terrible natural disasters we've had with tornadoes and floods and so forth. We know that you're always here and always know what's going on. We pray for those who suffer from these things, and we pray that you give us wisdom and guidance. And today, as we tackle the problems of Brown County, help us also to act here with wisdom. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lots of stuff going on in our world. Okay. You may have I think Ron has an addition to the agenda.
Yeah. I'm not looking for a bug today on any of this. I sure am glad that the sheriff is here, though. I want to touch base on the deputy's salaries. We need to figure this out before it gets us in trouble. You know, I know they can drive across the line and get $10,000 more. If, and I'm just using the word, this is just my word, we need to find what the sweet spot is. I don't know that we exactly have to give them $10,000 a year, but if we can get a number that they can live with, that it's not worth it for them to have to drive across the line, and we can retain our deputies. That's pretty much what I had to say on that. The other thing is the meetings that we have in our commissioner office, when they're executive session, you know, I believe the auditor needs to be present, and that's personnel. It can be a range of things, but I don't want to get out of it if we're having an admin meeting and start talking about personal issues for employees, okay? So I kind of like to have an agenda done for administrative meetings, and I would like to have the attorney. You there, Mr. Moga? Because I've asked that when we have these admin meetings that our assistant lets the attorney know what we're talking about, so there's no issue with that's not being in compliance with open door law.
I've been sending the list that you've been telling me.
Yeah, because the last one was, I believe it was.
He told me the things that we couldn't talk about and the things that we could.
So yeah, because when the insurance company
come
with
the... It's supposed to be each one of you meet.
Individual. So okay, mm-hmm. Well, see, at
that's
first...
That's what they did.
Yeah, and they probably did, mm-hmm. But I didn't feel comfortable coming to that. And then it come out later that we can only be in there one person at a time.
So I already had you guys scheduled for one person at a time,
okay.
And Blake had already met with them, so
okay.
Jerry's the only one that did. So
yeah.
Then you didn't come.
You're going to schedule for me to meet with them
yes.
Next?
Yes.
Okay.
If that's when you're ready, you let me know.
Okay, so like I said, I'm not looking for a vote. I don't even, if you want to comment on it, that's fine. If not, you know, I think I've said what I need to say.
Okay.
Well, I just say, in regards to the deputy salaries, that's something that the county council has to be involved in. We can't arbitrarily just say, out of the goodness of our heart, you know, because it's a good sound bite, that, you know, of course we all know what we want, but we, as a board, can't do that without other input. So
correct.
That says that.
I agree with
you. And as far as the administrative meetings, I don't know which ones you're talking about, because every time... When's the last time you showed up to one? I mean, there's been 10 meetings I've been to that you've been invited to that you don't show up to, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Now, if you're going to turn this into a personal tag...
I'm asking the question.
I just explained the reason why I don't feel comfortable is because I haven't got the legal opinion that I asked for, that the topic we're going to discuss is okay to discuss. Now, I know you've got many more years of this than I do, sir. I know you've got many more years and you feel much more comfortable. But I want the legal opinion saying that, yeah, you can talk about this, there's no issue. And if we have a printed agenda that the attorney has looked over and we venture off from that, then there's a problem.
So do you want a printed agenda in the actual admin meetings? Or, because what I've been doing is sending a list when I do the invite. And what an invite is actually just asking for one of, for whoever's invited to the meeting to tell me whether or not you can make it. Because if you can't make it, then we change the date. Yeah. And whenever I send that, I send the whole list, which Mike has gone through and then told me which ones we can do, which ones we can't do, and how we should break them up. And so, and I always invite the auditor to the meetings.
That sounds good.
I've never not invited her.
I just want a written agenda, and I want to know that the attorneys looked at it and said, you guys are good to go.
So, but when you sit down in a work session meeting, you want me to have something like this for you to have, or is it okay for just to be in the email?
Are you talking about a work session when we sit down with, like, county council?
Admin staff. Well,
admin in the office back
right
there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So do you want it to look like this, or do you want it just in an email?
I can copy an email as long as that's the same email that's going to the attorney.
Okay, and it is, do you want me to have Mike respond to that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I can do that.
You know, sometimes I have doctor appointments there, sir. And
understandable.
I was at the last, I had to go to the doctor the last time he's had a joint meeting.
Okay, well, I agree. I'm fully in favor of transparency and legality with all of our meetings, and you know, my number has been published long before I became commissioner. My email's published. If you ever have a question about anything the commissioner's doing, contact me. I answer my phone. I answer my emails. So, you know, I'm all for the transparency. We're here to do the business for the citizens of Brown County, not for the commissioners or the council or anybody else. Here for the citizens, and I want to make sure we do that as appropriately as possible, certainly legally.
When we get to that point, you know, we might ask the sheriff to add his view on that.
Sure. You know, you're right. I mean, we have in the past bought a sheriff's car or two out of the commissioner's budget back in the day. I remember that happening. But we can't take it out of our budget to make payroll. Just can't happen.
Right.
It would be
illegal. We used to, but they took them out of the public safety. They used to have some people in ours, but we're not doing anymore.
And I certainly understand the plight that the sheriff faces. It's not one that, you know, a lot of other people aren't facing also. I think every business is struggling to pay enough to keep help. But this is much more important than the average job, because our law enforcement is there to protect us and make sure that the bad guys don't put the good guys, and eventually put the bad guys away somewhere they can't have it.
And it's not like, Mr. President, we've been sitting on our hands. We've been working through some things. We've talked about federal inmates, and that leads to what our liability is with you know, our insurance carriers and so on. So one thing leads to another, so it's just not something you can say, you know, throw out the daisies and frickin' cotton candy and say everybody gets $10,000. There's many, many ramifications and mechanisms, and we've been working on that. And I hope the sheriff knows that we're trying to do whatever we possibly can.
I understand that. And please don't get just hung up on my officers, too, because it's my whole staff. I just lost a dispatcher to Monroe County that's really good dispatcher, and I just lost her to Monroe County, to the Monroe County Clerk's Office, where she's making $5.53 an hour more, starting out. So it's the struggle's everywhere.
Yeah. Out in California, they raised the minimum wage for rest of people to $20 an hour. The next morning, the McDonald's Big Mac combo went from $12 to $18. I mean, you know, it all comes back. No free lunch out there anywhere I know of. So. Okay. You guys guys had a chance to look at the claims and the minutes from the last meeting?
I did.
I have.
I'd entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of claims from the last meeting.
Second.
Motion to second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, we'll move on now to Kim Robinson.
Yes.
Handle the microphone. You're going to talk about a grant for...
I think that's left for the two signatures when I get that.
I signed all your papers this morning.
Did you see all the arrows and all the, on all the... I overposted noted it for you.
And I don't think it can be overstated that Kim is somewhat of a celebrity. She was on the NBA program, and so we do have kind of a star-studded cast right now at the microphone.
NBA All-Stars, you know. Yes. Shaquille O'Neal introduced Brown County three-pointers, but anyway. So I just have my first quarter claim that needs to just be signed off on because you guys are the pass-through for it, so it's no cost to anyone. It's just to get our first quarter. We, just for stats, we did 23,000 miles the past 3 months, and 26,000 miles total, 23,000 miles that were revenue miles, 1,500 riders, and how many? We're carrying a lot of people around to work, to the doctor. We have 4 vehicles now, thanks to the second grant that we did, the bus that we just got. We have 17 license plates. If anyone needs a license. And then we have another grant coming for another vehicle, so we'll have to get rid of one here pretty soon. So we'll have 4 minibuses.
Great.
So that's exciting, yeah. Just need drivers.
Yeah.
But, so I just have this one for a signature here, and then how do we get the other?
The attorneys?
Yeah.
So I sent it to Mike, and as soon as he scans it and sends it back, I will give it to you. Right, so now you have the ones with just Jerry's signature on it.
Okay.
So we just signed.
Or I can forward it to you.
You can hold. I mean, it's just a signature. It's up to you guys. It's a pass-through count, so yeah.
This is the same thing we do every year?
Every quarter. We do it every quarter to get our claims. We turn our numbers in quarterly. Then the big one with all the arrows was the annual grant. So we've read through all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. And
we appreciate what you do.
Appreciate you. And so I'll wait for the attorney signatures. So,
yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very
much.
Want
me to just forward the emails to you? Can you just print them out, or you want me to print them out?
What, with the signature?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like I said, I got uploaded to Inbox.
So I'll just send it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, update on the Lilly Grant 8. Let's have some information on that, I think, for us.
Yes, Lilly Grant 8, we are thrilled to say that it's finished and submitted to Lilly on Foundation. Or it's actually the endowment on Sunday. So all of us worked off and on diligently. The project actually came in at $3,500,000, 3.5. And so that's under what the actual availability was 5. As you can see in the packets that you have, I just wanted you to have a packet that says all the different scopes, and so that the two main focused areas in this grant is from where the Bartley House is across from the glass blower shop on Van Buren Street, all the way down to Google. So of course what we were primarily as county government interested in was in front of the courthouse and keeping that a historical area, because it needs to still look like seats, because historically that's where people have sat to watch parades and things in this city for a number of years in this town. In our engineering studies that was done, that came in. And then also for what county is concerned with is we're also doing a trail from where the sidewalk ends up at the school administration office that goes down over the hill next to the fence, crosses over the creek side there, and goes to Bunny Hill Lane, and then we'll cross over with a actual push-button lighted sign, and then take people to the fairgrounds. So that's the two areas that county government has involved. Town has the actual sidewalks that are on the other side of the road and leading up to the courthouse and after the courthouse. And we've spoke with NDOT, lots of work. ARA worked with us, Whitney Collier, Town Nashville, Sandy Jones, and then Alice Schumacher. Also worked very hard over the weekend, Suze Michael, and submitted this. So in hopes that we hear something very soon, that we have received it, which will be tremendous.
Very good. We are very thankful for the Lilly Endowment. Does a lot of good works for a lot of people, and Brown County has been the recipient of some of that. Very much appreciated.
So this is a for sure deal?
It's not a for sure deal. It's submitted.
Okay.
But that's the final project. So and then when it comes back, as you will see in there, there's engineering studies. And in the engineering studies, that will be like the final cost variations or anything that happens in that, because we ask for funds to be able to take care of all of that, so there's no expenses and it has no grant match. Yes. And so there's no monies that has to come from county or from town or from community foundation, which I really do want to thank the community foundation, because we're working together as a team and it's very nice.
They have a representative here. Is it Bill Walters?
Yes.
Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Would you like to speak for a second, sir?
I would. What I'd like to say is that Melissa and Alice and the grant writer have done an amazing job. I'm on the board of the Brown County Community Foundation, and they have worked diligently to carry out your wishes and the wishes of the council and the wishes of the town, and I think it's a great partnership, and I want to thank all of you for your support of it. It's really important.
Thank you, sir.
Thank what you do, absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I think we're ready for Mike.
Yes.
Highway update.
Two quick ones today. If you remember at the last meeting, we opened all those bids, and they were, especially on the paving bids, they were really excellent bids. Two out of four were below the $2 million. So today I have actually, we received the contract, the performance and payment bonds, and the insurance certificates as required from both contractors. So I have three copies of each one, and I'd like to get signatures on all three so that there's originals as we normally do. So it'll be one for the highway, one to be kept in the auditor's office, and then one to go back to the contractor so everybody has an original signature on the contracts. So on the paving, it's a milestone for $1,805,000, and the bridge, I don't remember the exact number. It was $178,170, if I remember right off the top of my head. But anyway, it's in the minutes on what we opened them at the last meeting. So with your approval, we can get signatures on all three copies for each project, and then we can get those processed. To go along with the one for milestones, since it's the grant funds, tomorrow morning we'll scan those, and we have to send a copy of the signed contract, a copy of the bid, and a copy of their certificates to NDOT, so we'll get that taken care of. And as I mentioned to you earlier, then that will keep the process moving. There are several more steps to go, but there's a strict timeline on keeping that action moving, so that make sure that the county does get all the funds as available. The one thing with this, the original award letter said that we could get the full $1.5 million because of the contractor's bid was less than the $2 million. that will leave, we'll still get the full 75%, but what that will do is open up an opportunity in round two, which starts July 1, that then the county can submit a separate application for another small project, and I'd already given the commissioners a copy of that notice, so that's something that we can be followed through on in the meantime. So with you gentlemen signing those, and then we get the auditor's signature on them also, and then we'll process those tomorrow.
Okay, very good. That's kind of refreshing to see that the cost of paving has actually gone down a little for us.
That was surprising. It, they're getting, from what I'm talking with all four of the contractors, they have gotten very competitive. Even though there's a, you know, there's work going on everywhere and roads blocked and, you know, traffic signals put up for one lane construction, but still, NDOT has not put out as many of the larger projects, the multi-million dollar, $100 million projects. So they're, right now, they're being very competitive on getting the projects. So they actually, our cost per mile from last year went down about $8,000 a mile, which is wonderful for the taxpayer that just, in round one, you know, we still get the full 75% of everything that we asked for. So, and then, you know, with the round two, then that should open the door for a smaller project, which will then make it the full $1.5 million for 2024.
Do you have that actual number you was talking about?
For
this number?
$174,170
for,
yeah, for the bridge. Yeah, for the bridge, yes. And then $1,805,000 for the paving. Yeah. And that's already recorded in the minutes from last meeting.
Now, where will we take the funds out of to pay for this bridge?
There's already funds budgeted in King Bridge, okay, from what I did last summer. So that's already in the budget. There's already funds in the budget. Some future projects, I can give you an update on that. On some other future projects, there's a couple other sources that can be used, but there's already money budgeted for that. I think I've had $400,000 to start with for construction. So that's already taken care of, already in the budget, ready to be spent. So no problem there. And then on the paving for the local match, I actually have a line item in the budget for grant match is already in the budget approved. So they're both ready to go from our end.
I know we have a couple other bridges that are going to get critical over right along. Country Club Road?
Yeah. We have Country Club, and we have the one at the Hoover Road intersection that are already in design. So as soon as those designs are complete, and that's where you have the option of looking at other funds. If King Bridge doesn't cover them all, if you remember, you cannot spend King Bridge on a road job, but you can spend MVH funds or local road and street funds on a bridge. Okay. So if there's a gap there, the other thing you could do, which we had looked at actually for this round and decided not to pursue it because we weren't quite ready with the plans. Once the plans are finished, if not before, there's not enough in round two. I'll grab those in just a second. There's not enough in round two, but what you could do in round one of 2025 is actually use part of the road, since it is a road and bridge grant money, is actually submit an application to fund all the bridges with the community crossing money. A lot of counties are doing that now. Some counties are doing all bridge construction because they got caught up on the paving.
I'm not familiar with the road on the Country Club. How big a structure is that?
Now it's a little tube spanning. It's about 66 lane.
Okay. So maybe a wild guess of how much that one might be.
Unfortunately, any more, any size at all, you're looking for $400,000.
Yeah.
Before you go, do we have Mike Mugg online?
Yeah, I'm here.
If you just want to ask him that question now, it won't get forgotten.
Mike Magner here. Ron had actually brought in a copy of an Indiana code that actually says, it's actually in the code 8-17, 5-3-10, section B. It says, before entering the public discharge of official duties, to post a bond under section IC 5-4-1. And to our knowledge in the history, this has never been done. No. But if that's something you could research a little bit, we're going to also look up what 541 is and see if our existing bonds that we have as employees that covers it or if it needs to be an additional bond to be filed later on. And I can send you an email on this this afternoon. Thank you.
Just so it's accurate.
Yeah, feel free to search it. We'll check it too.
There's that one. There's that one. Another one. One more. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I think that's all I had that you need to take care of today.
Okay, so that's paving and bridge.
Yeah.
And we need to do anything further about that? Can I take a vote on it?
You're covered for the bridge 122 down on Mount Liberty, so that's all taken care of. As soon as we get a schedule for the beams, paving's taken care of, so that's all you need to do on those. The other two that are in design are already in the process. USI is doing those two designs. Some of those designs are complete, then they'll have to be bid out, go through that process later this year.
We got Country Club Road and Gatesville and Sweetwater.
Well, they're at the Hoover intersection. That one will it'll be a superstructure like we did down in Greenview. Okay. New beams, new deck, because it's the same issue, unfortunately, not to bring up the sore subject, which is what I've been preaching ever since I've been with the county, is these small steel, so-called weathering steel projects. We've had two fail in the last year that were less than 15 years old, which is ridiculous. But so hopefully that doesn't come back to get very expensive for the county, but we're going to keep a close eye on them. The other one, the next priority, will be the first one off of the highway on Mount Liberty.
Yeah.
There with the Pentecostal Church, that'll be the next one that need to get it rolling.
That's going to be a total replacement, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I actually probably leave what we talked about doing was leaving the old abutments kind of as some bank protection and then put a new drive some piles behind them to found it on. But that's the same scenario that we've got into with the other ones. They're steel beams that are just falling apart. They're just, you can see daylight holes in them. And so we're having to, under all those new federal posting requirements where we had to go back and recalculate the weight limits on everything, it's, the weight limit keeps coming down on it, that it's no longer good for legal load anymore. So that'll be the fourth one in line that we need to get moving quickly.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate that, Mike. We have an announcement to make. Mike does, anyway. He's been with us for almost 10 years. He's done a lot of good things. I don't care what they say about him.
We don't pay attention.
He's got us a lot of money, $6 million, $6.5 million, I think, for community crossings, and we paved a lot of roads. There's a lot of things. Mike's been right in the center of it.
Is your mic on?
Yes. Green light's on.
He just back away from it. So we haven't really talked about it. There's been, unfortunately, there's a lot of rumors that happens with anything. But yes, I'm at the age and point in life to where I am officially retiring. But the official closeout will not be till November. But I will not be actively in the office every day. And we just had a discussion on some, especially like on some of these community crossing funds where it's very critical for the timelines to be followed, and since the state has me as the contact and that information is all, some stuff they want an immediate response or the same day, and so for a period of time anyway, we're going to leave my phone and email activated, and then I can pass that information on as needed or take care of it and let you know what's happened, and so that you're in the loop, and so that everything, so that we don't, in their award letters, they're very specific now because they've had problems with other communities not processing paperwork timely. So in their cover letter, they actually say, if you don't get all this information back to us within 4 months, then you forfeit the award, and they will not give us the $1.5 million. So personally, I don't want to see that happen for our community because, you know, my wife and I are here, all three of our kids, and there are six of our grandkids, so we're planning on being here and being a part of the community, and so I don't want to see something like that happen, so I will help you out and make sure that gets processed correctly, and then we'll move on from there.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I mean, somebody in your position could just give us 2 weeks' notice and be gone, and, you know, pretty hard sometimes to fill some of these spots and not miss a lot of things along the way, so we appreciate that, man. We appreciate everything you've done in your 10 years here, Liz, nearly 10 years, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you. Like I said, a lot of people don't realize just what you see in public. There's so much other stuff that...
Thank you, sir.
We would buy you a gold watch, but it's against the law. We can't.
Well,
even,
cash
we can't
is
even,
fine.
We can't even buy you a plaque unless we. Well, we may buy one. I'll pay for it out of my own pocket.
Unfortunately, like I was going to say, is unfortunately with all of the dealing with all the state and federal rules these days, they every time you turn around, they're changing something, and it's hard to keep up with them. And then they change staff, and you're dealing with a new person who wants things different than what the last person wanted them. And so it's a challenge, and it's way too much information to pass on in a day or two. But we'll give it our best shot. But like I said, I don't want to see anything fall through the cracks and end up not working out for the county. So since I'm still a taxpayer on multiple pieces of property, unfortunately, right now. So we're trying to thin that down too. But so I want to see the investment of our tax money is go to a good purpose and make sure that these projects get finished, because that'll be another big chunk of what we tried to target with some more of our main thoroughfare roads to get those paved. And I don't have the exact mileage, but we're somewhere in that 180 miles out of 235 that we've gotten paved so far since 2015. So that's not counting what we're doing this year.
Yeah.
So, there should still be some money for some other local ones if you want to do that too. So we haven't got those set up yet. So we will. Yes, looking forward to moving forward. So
yeah, your wife will be happy.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
It's those kids that are going to be out
hopefully
building their houses.
Yeah, they just set the roof trusses on my son's house at the end of last week and started shingling yesterday. So then it becomes the next phase, which is it's like, Dad, what are you doing tonight? So now it's like, Dad, what are you doing next week, all week? Yeah, besides my own property that I need to finish from where we had the tree fall through the roof 4 years ago. So then after that, we got that project all fixed and then sold the house to the kids and never moved back in. So now we need to finish our retirement home. So I've got a lot to do. That's no problem having something to do.
The thing that I remember is it might be 4 o'clock in the morning or something, and I text you and you're like, bam, you're up there.
We were already up.
Yeah, I've been out half the time.
Yeah.
I was impressed with that.
That'll be something nice not to have dispatch calling five or six times during the middle of the night.
I'll still text you every once in a while to kind of wean you.
I'll probably be awake, so if you don't, I'll text you. How's that?
I'll leave my phone off.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, of course, that brings about the question of who's going to try to fill Mike's shoes? they're pretty big shoes to fill, but I think we have a gentleman that's very capable and very interested. He probably has a lot to learn, as anybody would come in on a new job, but I think he already has some experience working with street departments, and he knows a lot about highways already. Some of the paperwork might be foreign to him, but we're going to find a way to help him out on that. And Blake, would you like to...
I'd like to first say, Mike, you know, as you go blissfully into retirement, you know, a lot of people were kind of jealous of that, but we appreciate everything you've done, you know that. And so I think the third Friday is going to be the actual last full day, and then you'll be in contact in case we need to get caught up with whatever grants and that. So we appreciate all that. That being said, we had a gentleman come to us with glowing recommendations and a stellar resume. I'm going to have to get a different adjective that I'll say. Let's say a fabulous resume. And Eric Burton, and he's been down there working for just a little bit, and he's already been kind of a little bit of a star. So, you got anything to say there, young man?
Just a lot to learn, but I think we got it.
Good. We appreciate your willingness to take on the job.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yep.
It's not going to be easy, but I think with the help
we will help you all.
We'll be all right.
We'll help you all we can. We'll get you some assistance from time to time, whatever the task may be. So we won't leave you hanging out to dry.
I appreciate that.
Without further ado, I go ahead and make a motion to appoint Eric as the highway superintendent as soon as Mike drifts off into the Bahamas or wherever he's headed.
That would be on May 3rd.
Mike's the last full day.
Last full day is May 3rd. Right. Yeah, we need to document that. So
he'll still be around.
That's the motion.
Eric Burton, nominated for highway supervisor. I hear a second. I'll second the motion. Any discussion?
I'm going to be a no vote, but sir, I will try to get on board and support you 100%. And if you can't get a hold of him, you get a hold of me. You know, like I said, the stuff when the severe weather starts at 4 o'clock in the morning or something, just be waiting for those texts and stuff.
Yep.
And so, good luck. But I'm a no at this time, but go ahead and vote.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 All in favor, same sign. Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Both of you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure what.
No.
He did. Yeah.
Okay. I think we talked enough about the meeting in the office, didn't we? You guys want to touch on that again? I think we actually discussed that.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good?
Yep.
So, I'll get with the sheriff, and you guys get with the sheriff. You guys want to talk, get with the county council. Let's try and figure this out. We got the budgets coming up. I know there's other offices that was wanting more money. I don't know where this money's coming from. But we got to have a law.
Oh, yeah.
So, we were talking about budgets, just a reminder, because only one commissioner can be invited. But tomorrow, Jerry will be involved in a meeting about the bond with Mr. Pittman, Mike Moga, Greg Garitas, and myself. Am I missing anyone, Mike? Oh, Gary Hewitt.
Yeah.
From council. So the bond process will then begin. We'll get a timeline and that kind of thing after they meet. So we will have to do an admin meeting after that. So once that happens, I'll send out a list, and Mike can also go over the list, and then we'll have that admin meeting because we need to come up with the projects. We haven't done our five-year projects or any of that since the walkthrough, and so that needs to be done, what you need to decide, and then we will also need to do a, I don't know, Mike, if it will be an executive session or an admin session when they sit down and discuss things with the president, the bank president. So there will be another meeting for that. So I've been in contact with Kathy Jackson at People's State Bank, and she has gotten me the list of who you get a hold of. So after we talk with Mr. Pittman, if he still feels the same way as he did at the beginning of the year about going along with the same one we've always used, whatever you guys decide at that moment, that's what will happen. And then we will go on with whatever your decisions are in the projects. Because being that the interest rates are higher, you're going to have to look at how you want to actually fund the bonds and how much money in the projects. So it'll be a lot of numbers games this time. Instead of just a number and then no project list, there'll be a project list. Of course, that's what you want. So, and I agree. So.
And those will need to have studies done, correct?
Well, we have the one for the air conditioners, so we don't have to do that again.
Preliminary. We don't actually.
But you don't have an engineering study, no.
The $64,000.
That's right. But I am learning that there's a percentage that every engineer charges. Every engineering firm charges. There is a percentage. So we can put it out for an RFP and see what percentages come back, but everyone is going to charge an amount to do so, and it's a percentage of what the job is worth.
Since we're talking about all that,
okay.
Community Corrections moving down to the courthouse. Did they give us an estimate on what it costs to do that?
No, we never did get that paperwork. I know that we discussed it in that meeting here, but we did not get that paperwork from DLC.
Can we follow up on that?
Yeah. I spoke with Judge Wirtz about them moving down there and how quickly did that have to happen, and she said it does not have to happen quickly. It would be ideal if they were down there, but they don't have to be down there. So, and right now, we need to figure out how the rest of the money's for the coroner's office. So that'll be something I'd like to, if you want to come in by yourself, we need to look over those numbers so I can show you what we're looking at, because I showed them to the other two commissioners, so I'd like to do that with you when we can.
Yeah, I was in the auditor's office yesterday and was kind of asking about some things.
So we're trying to confirm.
And that was one of them.
Right. So we had $50,000 last year in our budget for the coroner's office, which we did not use because we didn't get the bill until just a little, 1 month and a half ago. And so that money has to be advertised and voted on to be appropriated. So that's $50,000, and then there is $66,000. They're not quite sure. We think what we think the money is for, and we just need to verify it's in the ARPA funds. So that would be almost all the money that we need. So, and there's some left in the ARPA fund from the 45 project that did not happen. So we should be okay to use that, but we need to. I'm not doing any of those numbers until I sit down with the auditor's office and we confirm that that's what we're looking at. And so we had a meeting on Monday, but there fortunately someone was ill. We didn't do it, and so everybody's been trying to catch up this week. So we are meeting next Monday.
Good.
And just so you know, that council has pulled the number 9 payment. Due to the fact that on the courthouse, it's being held because of construction is not up to building specifications on the windows. So they're looking into that right now and going to get back with us.
Yeah. I had a conversation with them.
Okay.
The builder and contractor, and told them they might have to come over and do something.
Okay.
Basically what it looked like to me is we was looking at the windows, mm-hmm. and they say, do you see that crack over there? And I said, no. And I said, if it was cracked over here, you raise the window and shut it, it could be over there. And they looked over there and it was on the other side. So when you put the windows in, they got to be shimmed. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't even know how to put a window in. A lot of people just walk up, stick the window up there, fasten it, and that's done. That's not how you put a window in.
you have to raise that window up because the building moves around, and then the sides are the same way. So basically, they might shoot some foam in there, shim it. They just need to be notified on what the list is, and I'm sure they'll take care of it.
I do too. I think so as well. So the list is getting compiled.
Yeah, and we also talked about the drain that got stopped up. I think Jerry's the first one that actually figured out what happened. After he talked with maintenance, there had been some fresh mulch put down, and we got the monsoon rain.
Yes.
And the rain moved that mulch over to the drain. That's a special drain. That's an ADA drain. It is technically, I think, 3 inches smaller than what the plans called for, because that's what they could get at the time and get put in, okay? And I was assured they're going to come back, redo it, put in the 8-inch drain at a cost to them, okay? But that has to have a certain thing put on top of it. Even if you go from a 5-inch to an 8-inch, if you still have all that loose mulch, it's going to wash over and just stop up the 8-inch drain also. The reason why they got that handicap drain there is so, you know, people wearing high heel shoes, wheelchairs, canes, they don't get stuck in it and fall, okay? They're more than willing to work with us on that. They need to know what the complaints are, and I'm sure they'll take care of it. But those drains have a certain time out. It might be 12, 14, whatever weeks it is out before they can actually get it. And they just need to be made aware of it, and I'm sure they'll take care of it.
Yes.
We still struggle with supply chain problems.
The other thing is, if the mulch is going to be a problem, okay, we might want to get rid of the mulch and put in some big decorative rocks.
Rocks, yeah.
So it don't wash over and stop up the drain. And then they can put that little guard around it, you know, so the rock's not washing over and they're tripping on the rock. So I noticed they put in the grass and removed the bricks and put in the grass. That looks pretty good.
That looks really good, yes.
And they cut the curb out there and put in grass, so that gave them an entrance there.
Yeah.
The only thing I got to tell everybody is watch it, because people take their dogs down there.
Yep.
People like to cut across the grass. There's actually a sign there saying to tell them people to pick it up and put it up.
I think the main thing right now, and something that Jerry and I talked about today.
The what?
Something that Jerry and I talked about today.
Right.
And so we've discussed the belt situation.
Right.
We have Todd Baker that's looking at doing the belt, and actually has talked to Commissioner Wolford about it. And so we were looking at everything. And then Jerry informed me today that he has a whole group of volunteers that are willing to come in and help with this bell situation. So I think that definitely we need to like touch base as a group, because I'm not knowing these items, and so with Todd coming in, I don't know what to tell him. So if you would like me to put a hold on him doing any more with the bell, I can send him a text and tell him to just hold on. And then do you want a chance, Jerry, then to reach out to your people and then let me know what the plan is for that?
Well, I'm here with today. Parsons volunteered to do the welding and the metal work and
glass. So they talked about a piece of marble, found out the piece of marble is ridiculously expensive. He's like, you've got those beautiful bricks. Why don't we do like a landing and then bricks? And so during all that discussion, once that he left, and Jerry said, you know, that we have volunteers that are willing to do this. So we just need to know who's really doing what and how much of it that Todd needs to be involved in.
Yeah. The only thing I can say, I don't have a problem with the Bell Project. That's fine. It's just the location. At one time, we were talking about where they did the grass work and where they cut out the concrete.
Yes.
We talked about maybe putting it there. And some people at the courthouse was okay with that. And some people thought it should be out front.
Yeah.
So let's just get everybody on the same page.
That's what I said. I can't. It, sometimes this not being in the same room together thing can be absolutely. So we need to get on the same page.
The last discussions I had with the volunteers, we decided to put it on the Van Buren side of the courthouse, kind of on the.
That is where the judge would like to see it.
And that being the most visibility.
I'm fine with it. As long as they're okay down there.
Don Walton's volunteered the woodwork. Labor, the materials that he got in. Wayne's got glass and steel and does welding. I've got Shelby Materials will donate the concrete free of charge. Jake's piece of the...
Justin.
Justin.
Mollo.
Justin Mollo's agreed to do the concrete finish, and so we pretty well got it done, we'll get it done for a little bit of nothing. Guess we'll win.
So I will just tell, if you want me to just tell Mr. Baker to just hold off on it?
Yeah, I mean, he can go ahead and give us a price if he wants to, but I think we can get it done for a little bit of nothing.
Yep.
And it's still been going on for 3 years.
I know.
That's fast track compared to the Salt Creek Trail. For those that don't know me, I'm Dwayne Parsons, county resident. I was sort of in the early planning stages when the bell was taken down. I kind of took over when it hit, when it reached the ground level. And I've already done the steel work, the fabricating, donated that nearly 3 years ago. I've got the tempered glass, if we elect to use that, for the windows on it. Helmsburg Sawmill donated all the wood. I would like to make a recommendation that we look for a new carpenter person. We have Don Waltman that signed on when I did. He's had the material for 3 years. He's been too busy. I don't know his schedules, but he's always been too busy to carry on. And since this is a non-paid project, you know, he's out his time and effort. I think that we should pursue another woodworker.
Okay.
And as far as the surround, whatever size we decide to make it on the ground, the platform, we had talked in the past, seems like we got several cycles of this going on and nobody's really together on it. I've contacted the brick people that engraved bricks. We thought we had decided that we were going to sell these engraved bricks. We can get them at I think we can get them around $20 a piece delivered if we get, I don't remember what it was, 10 or more or something. We've probably got 10 or 15 people step forward already that said they want to order them. I haven't put in the order yet because we've never gotten the okay to do the brick. But we have to do something around this structure. It can't be set there in the grass. It'll be a mud pit. So we decided that why don't we carry on the brick project like it is around the courthouse and go that route. But it seems like maybe we need to correlate this a little bit tighter amongst us, because I don't think one hand knows what the other's really wanting to do at this point. Or who's in charge of what. I don't think anybody's in charge of anything at this moment.
Right.
I think it's all ideas and a lot of volunteers, and that's a good thing. We're trying to make this to where it costs the county nothing.
So just so you know that we saved all those bricks?
Yes.
Okay, so they're down at the highway.
Will those bricks be replanted where they were then, or
no,
those are extras?
No, we have grass in there, so they're now extra.
They'll be extra bricks. Okay, so then we can do that.
Yep.
So I wasn't aware of that. Of course, the whole brick deal needs redone. But anyway, if I can be of assistance, I think my work's pretty well done on it, unless we need more fabricating.
We need to just set a time and try to get everybody together.
Yeah, we can do, why don't we just do a bell committee, and we'll just get everybody together and have a committee meeting.
I want to get this done.
We can.
It's got to happen this year.
Yeah, we've been through several commissioners on it trying to get it done.
So I think a couple of master carpenters that retired, we probably, I mean, I don't know this, but I'm pretty sure that they'd be willing to donate, you know, their artistic prowess in this event. So
it's possible we could also reach out to the Brown County woodworkers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guess. I don't know. That's, I can't put two pieces of wood together because they don't make a welding rod for it. But I'm willing to help any other way that I can. But
sure.
I don't mean to sound negative, but the momentum is drifting away.
Yeah. It's back, it's going now.
Yeah, I mean, we've
discussed
it long enough, so I'd like to see some action. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll try not to have any more studies than we have to.
But we need data.
The bell is sitting down in the maintenance building by the jail.
That's a secret.
I think we...
What is?
Not anymore.
What a ways, I can't remember what the number is. No, it's to be
bronze?
Close to 300 pounds.
Over 300 pounds.
And we need to, within our group, we'll need to decide how to refurbish it if we do any.
Yeah.
We may want to leave it alone. That's up to the...
It looks just like it was when it was up in the belfry, replete with the bird droppings.
Yes.
And whatever, all, everything else, so we're going to have to...
Patina. We call it patina.
Patina, yeah. Okay, is there anything else still before the Board of Commissioners? I think Mike Moga has told us what we need to know, so anything else, Mike?
We'll take yes and no. Are you there, Mike?
Oh, he says he can't unmute.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what
he might have some.
Can he sign?
Yeah, but I don't understand it.
I understand a few of them.
We hadn't for a minute.
He says nothing to add.
He's got nothing to add.
Okay, good.
In that case.
In that case.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Adjourn, second. In favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming in person today. Thank you all.